You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Indian benchmark indices ended lower for the fourth consecutive session on July 24th, with Nifty below 24,450. At close, the Sensex was down 280.16 points, or 0.35%, at 80,148.88. And the Nifty was down 65.50 points, or 0.27%, at 24,413.50. About 2,474 shares advanced, 927 shares declined, and 85 shares unchanged. Top Nifty losers were Bajaj Finserv, Britannia Industries, Bajaj Finance, Tata Consumer, and Axis Bank, while gainers included HDFC Life, Tech Mahindra, BPCL, NTPC, and Tata Motors. On the sectoral front, healthcare, oil and gas, media, telecom and power up 1-2%, while FMCG and bank index down 0.5-1%. BSE mid-cap index was up 0.7% and small-cap index rose 2%. Up next, shares of Tata Consumer Products fell more than 3% to a low of Rs. 1,217.40 intraday. The stock price of Tata Group companies dropped a day after its board approved raising capital through a rights issue with a ratio of 1:26. The company will be raising Rs. 3,000 crore. However, the rights issue price decided is at 35% discount to the closing price on July 23rd. The rights shares will be offered to shareholders on a 1:26 ratio, which will decrease their shareholding in the company. It means that for every 26 shares held, one rights equity share will be allotted. The company will be floating 36.65 million rights equity shares. This breaks down to Rs. 818 per rights equity share. Moving on, in a move aimed at making gold investment more lucrative ahead of the festive season, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman announced a sharp cut in import duties on gold, silver and platinum. The total duty on gold, silver and other precious metals have been slashed to 6% from 15%. Specifically for platinum, the duty has been adjusted to 6.4% from the existing 15.4%. Under the revised structure, the 6% duty comprises a basic custom duty of 5% and an agriculture infrastructure and development cess of 1%. Previously, these duties were 10% and 5% respectively for gold and silver. For platinum, the BCD has been reduced to 5% and the AIDC to 1.4%, down from 10% and 5.4%. In another development, Federal Bank posted its fiscal first quarter profit at Rs. 1,009.53 crore, up 18.2% in comparison to Rs. 853.74 crore recorded during the corresponding quarter of FY24. It registered total interest earned during the quarter at Rs. 6,330.88 crore, up 26% as against Rs. 5,024.53 crore during the same period last year. Federal Bank posted net interest income at Rs. 2,291.98 crore, up 19.46%. The bank registered operating profit at Rs. 1,500.91 crore. Operating profit recorded a growth of 15.25% on a year-on-year basis. Federal Bank recorded a total business during the quarter at Rs. 4,86,871.33 crore, up 19.92%. The ROA and ROE of the bank for the quarter stood at 1.27% and 13.64% respectively. Meanwhile, Sandstar opened its IPO to investors on July 19th and ended it on July 23rd. It is in the business of manufacturing specialty plant-based products and ingredient solutions for food, pet food and other industrial applications in India. Sandstar's manufactured products are used as ingredients, thickening agents, stabilizers, etc. On July 24th, the company's shares are likely to be allotted. Sandstar IPO raised a total of Rs. 510.15 crore through offering a combination of fresh issues as well as an offer for sale. The company offered 41.8 million fresh shares, while 11.9 million shares were sold through an offer for sale. The company's shares were fetching a premium of 38% to the issue price of Rs. 95. In other news, the government is all set to execute a flexible and efficient system to finance the leasing of aircraft and ships. This will be made possible by collaborative private equity funds through company structure. This initiative is a part of ongoing efforts to promote plane leasing activities within India. A detailed map of the leasing is yet to be confirmed by the government. As per the Economic Survey 2024, the government is planning to foster aircraft leasing through the International Financial Services Center, IFSC, at Gift City. More than 28 aircraft lessors have already enrolled. So far, more than 20 aircrafts and 49 aircraft engines have been taken on lease by the lessors. Additionally, Sitharaman has also announced incentives for the MRO sector. Lastly, Hindustan Unilever's share price fell more than 2% in early trade on Wednesday after the company reported its first quarter FY25 earnings, which were largely in line with street estimates. HUL shares declined by as much as 2.7%, reaching ₹2,691.35 apiece on the BSE. Hindustan Unilever reported a 3% year-on-year increase in net profit for the quarter ending June 30, 2024, reaching ₹2,538 crore. This result was in line with street estimates of ₹2,541 crore. The company's revenue from operations rose by 2% to ₹15,166 crore. Compared to ₹14,931 crore in the same period last year. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by The Indian Express and The Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from The Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.